Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, doesn't it seem to you like our world finally has reached the tipping point? Not a tipping point, not that tipping point, the tipping point. Because it is entirely insane now in this world. Euthanasia facilities in Germany now won't help you kill yourself unless you have been vaccinated for COVID-19. Take a moment and just sink, let that sink into you. It's apparently wrong to die without being properly vaccinated, even in the view of people who think you have an absolute right to die when you want to. We have passed through several degrees of lunacy to get here. For centuries, eons even, it was considered wrong to take your own life. But in our time, self-murder has been bestowed a new dignity. And indeed, that's the most common argument for it. You deserve dignity in death. Apparently nothing says I'm dignified more than intentionally ending the gift of life God bestowed upon you. In a frenzied flurry, a new morality rewrote the biblical admonition that man knows not his time to arrive at the new meme. You and you alone will decide when you die. But even that was not enough. Now, self-murder solicits willing accomplices. Mercy killing is elevated by law as proper and good in numerous states of our union and increasing numbers of nations around the world. And everybody should beware of what you legalize. And as if intent on proving their critics to be correct, we already have seen multiple cases of this alleged willful act of self-destruction expanded to the point that the accomplices decide for the unconscious and the mentally impaired and children too young to have an informed opinion as to when and how they shall be put to death. Why would anyone ever have doubted that legalizing murder would lead to tyranny? But even that's not enough. Now medical tyrants have taken a cue from the tyrants of assisted suicide. We have doubled down on absurdities. Germans, and I guess soon everybody else who's in favor of such mercy killing, have added COVID shots to the hurdles for you to clear before they will murder you. And to these new arbiters of right and wrong, it apparently makes perfect sense that you should protect yourself from catching the virus that has less than a 1% chance of killing you before you're allowed to kill yourself. Otherwise, they refuse to help. And, my question is, isn't it time to fly out of this cuckoo's nest? I saw a parallel of sorts. Nothing as serious as life or death, but it was perhaps a revealing metaphor for how the world has lost its way and become numb to the obvious. I misplaced a slipper. Well, I don't own slippers. I actually have slip-on shoes. But I have a pair that are machine washable that I like to be my slippers. So I tossed I tossed everything aside, looked around the floor, under the bed, in the corner, all around. No slipper. Then I noticed I was having trouble with the blankets and everything, and it was tangled around my foot, and that was where the slipper was. It was on my other foot. Now, I would prefer to believe the least embarrassing explanation here. I'm not senile today, not yet, but my somehow or other, and my feet aren't numb, you know, they're not numb. It's more of a thing of where I sit here and I just get used to things a certain way, and I had felt it, and somehow or other I didn't notice it, you know. But I know a lot of people, my doctor, for example, she's very concerned about numbness of the feet. I wonder if the whole world has gone numb. How else would we have gotten to this rapid totalitarian rule over every aspect of our everyday life? How else have we submitted to self-proclaimed experts who, without authority to do so, first ordered us to hide away in our homes and hide our faces, smile and all, behind paper masks that even the experts told us provide zero protection? How else have we passively consented to being injected with unproven experimental gene-altering drugs that have horrendous side effects that do include strokes and heart attacks and death, and now are shown not even to prevent catching or passing on the virus we were promised that they would? Who willingly gets into this kind of insanity? How else have we consented to allow a tiny minority, to dictate to us that a man can become a woman simply by saying so? And woe to those who disagree. How else have we allowed the slander that the freest nation on earth is racist by nature and that white people are inherently so, despite that nation and those white people, abolishing slavery a century and a half ago at great cost in lives and having since chosen blacks to be president and every other electable office? How else can we have justified in a land that officially recognizes the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness that the most vulnerable people of all, babies in their mother's wombs, where they should be the most safe, can legally be put into a horrific death by literally tearing them limb from limb? How else can we pretend to be led by a doddering old man who campaigned from the solitude of his basement, viciously lashed into the rare voter allowed to confront him on the campaign trail, and now reads robotically from a teleprompter because he dare not be allowed to speak extemporaneously? Isn't all of this a prima facie case that our land has reached the tipping point? And if it isn't, what would it be? And here's my last question, and this is the most important question. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to allow this to continue? Are we going to vote all this junk out? Are you prepared to go beyond that if that's what it takes? All questions you have to answer for yourselves. But the tipping point has been met. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. I saw this video and I thought this was, I didn't think this was real video that somebody had taken. But apparently it is, and it's horrific. A little baby, a little child, a little toddler dancing around, bopping around in front of her family to the tune of the marching band passing behind her as the pom-pom of her winter stocking cap bounces with her. Totally unaware that she narrowly avoided death or serious injury until after Daryl Brooks had already sped past in his red Ford Escape towards other parade attendees and participants. That could have... It was hellish what he did. And if that had been caught on video, like that little girl, that little baby... Let me set the stage for you. Sunday night in Waukesha, Wisconsin, a quintessential American town hosting their annual Christmas parade in their Norman Rockwell-esque downtown area. Seconds later, Brooks starts to weave through the parade route, plowing his SUV into and over 48 members of the youth dance squad, the band, the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies, and others unfortunate enough to find themselves in his path, and as of me talking about this right now, killing at least six. 2 days earlier, an hour away in Kenosha, an 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, acquitted of all charges in a case that many could argue should never have made it to trial, and the jury ultimately found what freelance journalist and original source video on the ground seemed to show immediately following the shootings, which was that he acted in self-defense. And you begin to piece some things together, and then you realize that in Waukesha, the media's sins have come home to roost. You can't draw an entirely straight line between Brooks's radical actions and the Rittenhouse verdict. But when you look at his social media accounts and online posts, that does make a strong argument that they are connected. And he also made multiple references to BLM, George Floyd, violence towards white people, and displeasure with police and the Rittenhouse decision. And I've said time and time again, nobody is going to sit around if they really believe that you're a racist, a Nazi, a killer, a this, a that, or the other. If they really, truly believe it, they're not going to believe it and then not do anything about it. Now, Brooks is a career criminal and a convicted sex offender, and he was most recently charged on November 5th for domestic abuse, including the charge that he purposely ran her over with his vehicle while she was walking through a gas station parking lot after he followed her there after a fight. He was allowed to walk on a $1,000 bond just days before the tragedy. I'd really love to know how much that was in cash, because that's probably $100. At Monday's press conference, Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson said, "I want to dispel some rumors. There was no pursuit that led up to this incident. This is not a terrorist event." So, the fact that there was no chase seemed to rule out an earlier idea that CNN and others floated that Brooks accidentally wound up in the parade after fleeing an earlier incident. But he also said no terrorism, and terrorism is defined as the unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aim. And for a DOJ and the FBI that have spent a lot of time using that definition to paint soccer moms as terrorists, it might be premature to rule out terrorism. Thompson continued by saying Brooks acted by himself and intentionally. He said, "A lone subject intentionally drove his maroon SUV through the barricades into a crowd of people that was celebrating the Waukesha Christmas Parade, which resulted in killing five and injuring 48 additional individuals." On Sunday, after the verdict in Kenosha, and just before Brooks's rampage in Waukesha, CNN ran an article showing a photo of Rittenhouse with the title, There's no thing more frightening in America today than an angry white man. And this ran after Rittenhouse's acquittal. Now picture in your head repeating that statement about any other ethnic group. And think about how racist it sounds. And for many, Rittenhouse's case was a prime red pill moment, because those who watched the trial repeatedly saw that the media narrative surrounding the case never meshed, and the truth from the witness's testimony and the on-scene video. Now, the initial reports from Kenosha were shocking, all stating some variation of Trump supporter shoots multiple BLM protesters, or BLM protesters shot by counter-protester. When you're thinking about it, even for me, that's a horrible scenario. Our current president, President Asterisk, he produced tweets and video labeling Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. And then, as facts and videos emerged, conservatives began to learn about Joseph Rosenbaum's action and the wickedness of who he was and how he was acting that night. And the reality emerged that after days of rioting and arson leading up to the night of the Rittenhouse shooting, the city of Kenosha, the streets, the furniture stores, and car lots resembled a war zone after an A-10 run. All this ostensibly to protest the police shooting of Jacob Blake. And the narrative was that Blake was an unarmed black man whom the police shot. And the reality was that a woman, Blake, had allegedly sexually assaulted and called the police, who shot him when he wielded a knife at them while he was trying to drive away in a van with children in it. In all honesty, Jacob Blake is lucky to be alive. Lies about Blake or that incident get repeated to this day, with ESPN's Jalen Rose erroneously saying as recently as last week, "Here's the thing. The Black Lives Matter protest was actually taking place because Jacob Blake was shot and killed by police officers. He's still alive, Jalen." So people who get their news strictly from CNN or MSNBC were shocked when Rittenhouse was found not guilty of all charges. MSNBC host Tiffany Cross described Rittenhouse as a little murderous white supremacist after the verdict. Interesting stuff. When you paint it that way, somebody's going to act. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer spending has recovered to where it was headed before the pandemic.
President Biden's comments as he meets with CEOs and other business leaders at the White House on Monday, the president discussing supply chain gridlock and holiday shopping. A judge is stopping President Biden's vaccine mandate for some health care workers. The government was looking to implement the vaccine requirement for workers at medical facilities that get federal funding. With the judge's ruling, workers in 10 states do not have to comply. The judge saying the mandate would hinder a health care facility's ability to carry out its purpose for treating patients. A jury in New York is being seated in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman accused of recruiting and grooming underage minors for Jeffrey Epstein. This is USA Radio News. On Sunday, several Chinese aircraft entered Taiwan's air defense zone as tensions increased between the two countries. South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace tells Fox News the rest of the world should push back on what China is doing.
Where they get this, that they should rule an entire area and take over a location in a country that's free and has a democratic society, is beyond me. And it should be the world that pushes back on China, not just the United States, but our allies should be in this too.
China claims Taiwan as its own territory and says it will be brought under control by force if necessary. Alaska senators are calling on President Biden to ramp up oil production to offset rising gas prices. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski criticizing the president's decision to release 50 million barrels of oil from the nation's energy reserve, saying it will only grant temporary relief at the pump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm has launched an investigation into what he called the inappropriately low bail bond set for Daryl Brooks Jr., the Ford Escape attacker. Faces six counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He was free after posting a $1,000 bail, although he faces serious felony charges in two different open cases in Milwaukee. In the most recent, we talked about this, he allegedly ran over his ex-girlfriend with his vehicle. Chisholm said in a news release, the bail recommendation in this is not consistent with the approach of the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office toward matters involving violent crime. Nor was it consistent with the risk assessment of the defendant prior to setting of bail. Well, that is an out-and-out nauseating lie. Inappropriately and dangerously low bail recommendations have been the hallmark of the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office since Chisholm, a leftist Democrat, was first elected in 2007. One of the nation's first proudly progressive reformers elected as a major city's lead prosecutor, Chisholm almost immediately implemented an evidence-based approach. They relied heavily on deferred prosecution and early intervention programs aimed at keeping criminals out of jail. No longer would they request high bail for criminal suspects or even prosecute their crimes. Instead, they would pursue alternatives that Chisholm fully admitted would result in dangerous felons being released into the community. He said in a 2007 interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Is there going to be an individual I divert or put into a treatment program who's going to go out and kill somebody? You bet. Guaranteed. It's guaranteed to happen. It does not invalidate the overall approach. That's one of the most remarkably cavalier positions I've ever heard. From the moment that he was sworn in, he understood that his radical reimagining of criminal prosecution would result in the loss of innocent life. And chillingly, he viewed this as a necessary sacrifice. In 2010, the Journal Sentinel reviewed his deferred prosecution program and found dozens of examples that raised questions about how the program is being implemented. More than 200 defendants charged with such serious offenses as felony sexual assault, armed robbery, felony assault of a police officer, felony child abuse, and high-volume cocaine trafficking were never prosecuted. Easily the most stomach-churning was Cedric B. Young, 51, who was given a deferred prosecution agreement on charges of sexually assaulting a 2-year-old girl. He faced a maximum sentence of 60 years in prison, but was never prosecuted after a psychologist his attorneys hired testified that he did not consider Young a pedophile, even though Young admitted to sexually assaulting a baby. He was released without ever serving a day in prison. Of the more than 900 defendants who were given these sorts of sweetheart deals, 30% violated them by committing new crimes, failing to appear in court, or failing to fill court-ordered requirements. At least a dozen defendants were given deferred agreements, even though they already had extensive criminal records. One of them, Shermaine Worthy, had at least 14 prior felony and misdemeanor convictions for drug offenses, burglary, forgery, and escape before he got a deferred agreement in 2009 on marijuana and theft charges. Less than a week later, it was revoked when he was arrested for breaking into a car. In several of those cases where the defendants violated their deferred prosecution agreements, Chisholm's office refused to revoke the agreement and prosecute, and instead extended the agreement. One defendant, Dwayne Manuel, faced felony cocaine dealing charges and violated his deferred prosecution deal by stealing a car less than 6 months later. Rather than charge him with either crime, an assistant district attorney extended his agreement on the drug charges and gave him a new one that ran concurrently on the car theft charges. Manuel could have served more than 13 years in prison, but instead he only had to pay $123 in court costs. In 2013, the family of a woman who died of a heroin overdose blamed Chisholm's deferred prosecution program for keeping out of jail the man who provided the drugs that killed her. Jeremiah Schroeder, 35, was charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the death of 26-year-old Cassandra Lutz. He had been charged with the prior year with a felony for maintaining a drug house, but he was given a deferred prosecution. 4 months later, he was charged with another felony for possession of heroin with the intent to deliver. His agreement was never revoked, and he remained out on the street. Ms. Lutz's father told the Journal Sentinel if he would have been in jail the way he should have been, this would not have happened. She'd still be here. Chisholm refused to admit that his reforms were failing, and even as Milwaukee's violent crime rate steadily rose throughout the early 2010s, he insisted that his office policy of keeping offenders out of jail was an unbridled success. In 2015, he was even profiled in a glowing column in The New Yorker entitled How to Stop Mass Incarceration. And like many people in the criminal justice system, John Chisholm, the district attorney in Milwaukee County, has been concerned for a long time about the racial imbalance in American prisons, according to the now disgraced Jeffrey Toobin. Chisholm decided that his office would undertake initiatives to try to send fewer people to prison while maintaining public safety. And even Toobin had to concede that Milwaukee was a more dangerous place as violent crime skyrocketed in Milwaukee. But Chisholm merely threw up his hands and refused to accept any blame, saying, "We redesigned our system, but we learned that no individual actor can change the dynamics of what goes on in a complex, larger system like a city." But in reality, only one individual actor, Chisholm, had helped change the dynamics of Milwaukee by keeping thousands of violent offenders out of jail or prison. Tubin noted that on his watch, the overall number of misdemeanor prosecutions of the county dropped from 9,000 to 5,200. And likewise, when he instituted a policy that all burglary case filings must be approved by a senior prosecutor, the disparity led to more cases against white alleged thieves than black ones faded. And the number of African-American residents of Milwaukee County sent to state prison on drug charges was cut in half since 2006. From 2007 to 2015, the Wisconsin prison population dropped from 24,500 to 22,000. Most of the reduction came from Milwaukee County. And during that same time period, FBI statistics showed that the violent crime rate in the city of Milwaukee skyrocketed from 1,403 per 1,000 in 2007 to 1,506 per 1,000 in 2015. And by way of comparison, the violent crime rate in the United States as a whole actually dropped from 472 per 100,000 in 2007 to 374 per 100,000 in 2015. During this period, he wasn't just keeping often violent offenders out of prison. He was also dramatically reducing bail for criminal suspects and eliminating it altogether. And this is what set this up. This is what set up Daryl Brooks. This is the system. I can't even go through all of it. I don't have enough time to go through all of this because it is so bad. We got to get away from this soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check that out at DeSantisHolster.com. I go by the FBI definition of what I term to be a rampage shooter. This is someone who is going into a place where he doesn't know anybody, and all he's trying to do is kill as many people as he can, because he's looking to make a splash. That does not mean familial side, where somebody will roll in, a father, and kill all of his children and his wife and whoever else might be in the house. That's not a rampage killer. Because there's something underlying this. He knows everybody there. This doesn't mean a drug deal gone bad, where you've got two opposing drug gangs basically engaging in a paramilitary exchange. Now, rampage killings are a very rare event. And yet, this past Friday, CNN admitted they'd used data from the debunked gun violence archive to claim that there's been 641 mass shootings in the United States during 2021, about two per day, not quite two per day. Now, that just sort of, why weren't we hearing about this? We've had all kinds of gun control proposals. Even Trigger Finger Binger didn't bring that up, as they were, I'm sure they think that the whole thing with Rittenhouse, they call that a mass shooting, an active shooter. Where was the legacy media during all of this? How do they manage to cover anything like COVID or Biden's daily foibles on the tanking economy? Were they running over each other trying to get from one mass shooting to another? CNN publicly stated that they used the Gun Violence Archive's flawed data. And they said, the Gun Violence Archive, a nonprofit based on Washington, D.C., in Washington, D.C., which CNN relies on for its reporting of mass shootings, defines a mass shooting as an incident leaving at least four people dead or injured, excluding the shooter, and does not differentiate victims based upon the circumstance in which they were shot. They counted as many as 417 mass shootings in 2019, This year, 641 incidents have been recorded. The authors actually admit relying upon the GVA for reporting for mass shootings. Relying on the GVA for any news story is toxic. Lee Williams debunked that. The GVA is a small nonprofit that was founded in 2013 by Michael Klein, a left-leaning philanthropist and open government advocate, and Mark Bryant, a retired computer analyst and the current executive director. The problem is how Bryant and his 20 staffers define mass shootings. And mass shootings, well, that's a different animal now, isn't it? Now, what happens when most people hear the term mass shooting, they picture the crazed gunman stalking the halls of a school or a shopping mall, coldly and randomly executing young victims, which is what I refer to as a rampage shooter. What does not come to mind are the rival drug crews shooting it out in Chicago or Detroit, or a madman murdering his entire family, which no sane person would consider a mass shooting. But the Gun Violence Archive makes no such distinction. If four people are wounded, it's a mass shooting, regardless of the circumstance. And the media and the anti-gun politicians lap up the GVA's inflated stats. It's based on conflation of data. According to Bryant's all-inclusive definition, there were 417 mass shootings in 2019. The FBI says there were 30 because they use a much narrower and more realistic definition. And you can decide which figure is more accurate and more honest, if you like. CNN isn't the only organization to be hoodwinked by the inflated GVA stats. The Biden-Harris administration has cited GVA's data, as have a bevy of other elected officials and political candidates at the local, state, and federal level. The New York Times, NPR, USA Today, and a host of other media outlets, they also use the definitions when reporting about mass shootings, because the bigger and scarier the number, they're going to be getting clicks from this. It's all clickbait. Lee Williams interviewed him. And he asked him if he actually believed that the average news consumer would consider domestic violence or gang warfare when they hear the term mass shooting. And Bryant replied, "I don't know. I know what we want to do is to provide numbers and let the journalists, advocates, and Congress critters look at the data, glean details, and drill down on it." The problem is they don't go drilling down. They prefer to cut and paste. And the bottom line is that Bryant and his Gun Violence Archive know full well that they're supplying flawed data, which the media treats as gospel. And I'm guessing Bryant and his anti-gun pals are laughing about that, too. Now I'm going to shift just for the last little bit, because you've been hearing all this stuff here on the news about the trying to get oil prices down, trying to get more supply. And Joe Biden started that by getting rid of our energy independence. What he hasn't been doing is anything constructive to lower any energy prices. He's throwing out the shiny stuff, but he's been pathetically begging the Saudis and the OPEC sheiks to raise production in lieu of the local pipelines and production that he shut down. But now we know this. We know that Biden officials warned the Saudis for weeks that the U.S. would find alternative solutions if the price of crude oil topped $85 a barrel. But the Saudis stood firm on this. And the possibility now begins to raise its head that we're going to reach a nuclear deal with Iran. And the Saudis' concern is that sanctions on Iran would be rolled back, allowing the country to ramp up its oil production and compete with OPEC. And this hankering for this nuclear deal with Iran is what a lot of people think is driving the Saudis to hold back on production. Now, the Saudis are known as the anchor producer in the oil world, have cut back on production in order to raise or keep the price of oil higher. They need high prices because they know that prices are going to go down. How would they go down? Well, if he rams through his Iran deal with the mullahs and lifts sanctions on Iran, Iran's got a lot of oil it can sell to the world markets. And all that new oil means the global price of oil goes down. More oil, cheaper prices. And the Saudis are actually banking on that happening despite the fact that Iran's mullahs are slow walking the deal because they really, really like having a nuclear bomb, which they see as key to maintaining their grip on power in Iran. Given a choice between killing off their mortal enemy, the Saudis, by signing a deal with the eager-for-a-deal Joe Biden or maintaining their grip internally, the mullahs have chosen the latter, which tells you a lot about what's going on in Iran. But the Saudis think it will happen at some point, maybe soon, maybe later, and they've decided not to take any chances on this. So every big oil producer knows that prices go up and prices go down. When they go down, it's bad for them, but only if they haven't saved for a rainy day, which is what all the smart ones do. And the dumb ones like Venezuela assume that oil prices will always be high, the money will always roll in, so they don't save for a rainy day. They spend like sailors and save nothing. But dumb in the oil world is relatively rare. Nobody ever called the Saudis dumb. So this is all about a nuclear deal. It's interesting to consider. And I'll be back again tomorrow in about 21 hours. Between now and then, if you would, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.